Good morning. It's Monday, 11th of January. Our first reading for the day is Genesis 20 and 21. I'm going to read to you from Brother Harry Whittaker once again. The time went by, and Isaac was born, according to the promise which God had given through his angel. The record here has a triple emphasis which is easily overlooked. The Lord visited Sarah, as he had said. The Lord did unto Sarah, as he had spoken. She bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. Nor is this repetition to be wondered at. God's new creation, here prefigured in the child of promise, is altogether miraculous. There is nothing about it that can be described as ordinary or of mere human achievement. The New Testament's interpretation sets this blessing of Abraham and Sarah on an altogether different plane from that of ordinary experience. Abraham staggered not at the promise through unbelief, but waxed strong through faith, giving glory to God. And it was by faith that Sarah received strength to conceive seed, because she judged him faithful who had promised. It would be a serious error to assume that this classic faith was lightly come by. Earlier chapters in their experience show only too well that there were times when Abraham did stagger at the promise of God, and when Sarah laughed, not in gladness as now, but in sheer incredulity. Now, however, there was rejoicing in Abraham's household, a rejoicing commemorated in meaningful prophecy by Isaiah. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. That's from Isaiah 54. The birth of Isaac was seen by Sarah to be for a foundation of a seed. This is the literal reading of the Greek phrase in Hebrews 11, verse 11. Years later, Isaiah's interpretation suggests fulfilment in a seed other than natural Israel. Thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles. So the household of Abraham was filled with rejoicing. Prophetess Sarah, Psalm 105 verse 15, poured forth her glad acknowledgement of God's gracious goodness in a play upon the names which is almost untranslatable. God made laughter, made Isaac, for me. All who hear, every Ishmael, will laugh with me, will Isaac with me. What a contrast there is here with Sarah's earlier laugh of disbelief. Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Now, with the baby Isaac in her arms, her faith ranged forward to the fullness of the divine purpose. Who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? The plural here is more than poetic rhapsody. Already Sarah contemplated the multitudinous seed that were to be Abraham's. Her spirit rejoiced in God, her Saviour. Thank you for listening to me.